And so I thought, oh, I'm going to take this call because I don't like anybody playing games with me like this. And so I picked up the phone and I said, good afternoon, this is Jim Spires. How may I help you? And he said, Jim, this is Dr. Jonathan Griffiths from Carnegie Hall. And I said, yeah, right, and I'm Frosty the Snowman. And I immediately knew I was in trouble as the dramatic pause continued. And I thought, oh no, what have I done? And he kind of clears his throat and he said, you may well indeed be Frosty the Snowman, but I assure you, I am the Dr. Jonathan Griffiths. And so I thought, okay, I'm frosty and melting in a nice puddle right here, right now. Every year, Carnegie Hall they offer performance series for outstanding choirs and outstanding directors throughout the nation. And this particular year, they had chosen Dr. Stephen Towne at Northwest Missouri State University to be their guest director. And they told him he could pick 3 to 5 choirs to represent him at this Carnegie performance. And Dr. Towne had been going around to contests and listening to choirs, and I had known that they were there when we performed last spring, but didn't know why. And that's how it all happened. My kids are very talented, and we meet at night. It's totally extracurricular. They get no credit for it. It's not part of my contract. We just get together and do it. But doing it this many years, when being successful at it, has paid off, and we've been noticed. When, for instance, when boys basketball is practicing, we have girls' glee. And then when the girls practice, we have men's glee. And then concert choir will run in the 7 to 9 p.m. slot where there's no sports happening. Likewise, our contest solos and ensembles will run them against what else is on the practice schedule. So actually, if we're lucky, I will only, if it's a good week, I'll have concert choir for maybe 3 hours a week. So we have to get a lot done in a very short amount of time. Between Carnegie Hall and Dr. Towne, they have selected a Brahms piece, Schicksal Lied, which of course is in German. Very, very difficult piece. And then we're also doing the Haydn Te Deum for the Empress St. Marie Therese, which is equally as difficult, and of course in language as well. Just sweating getting them ready for it, because the quality of performance has to be so high. And on top of that, we're getting ready for a regular contest as well. So it's a little scary. And amazingly enough, it was a night of a football game. The opposing team brought everyone from their town. They were so amazing. We had people coming in and paying $100 for a plate of lasagna. Now, mind you, the lasagna was good because I fixed it. But that kind of support, they understand that we're representing all of this area. It's finally one of those instances where the underdog is out there. Yeah. And we really want to persevere, and we really want to make the rest of our money to make this happen.